Good morning.
Inside a classroom at Public School 6, Buffalo Elementary School of Technology on South Division, a group of international students gathered around a table listening to each other read.
In September 2004, the work took a long time.
Newcomers in the city school district often struggle to learn English. But Buffalo School Superintendent Kreiner Cash approached UB's Dean of Graduate Education, Suzanne Rosenblith, last fall. He suggested undergraduate students assist with a reading program for English language learners. They made it happen, and 12 UB students helped launch the pilot program this school year. We met with a group of sixth graders during their last session.
What do you like about this reading program? How is it helping you, and how are the students from UB helping?
It's helping me is because, like, I'm learning about new stuff and buildings, so it's pretty fun.
Ahmed is from Iraq. He tells us it's been hard to adjust at school.
What's the most difficult part in learning the language?
I think is learning about new stuff.
So we have students from Bangladesh, Bhutan, Burma. We have students from Thailand who were Burmese refugees that moved to Thailand. We have students from Congo, Somalia, Kenya.
Shauna McMahon is English as a new language coach at School 6. She says about 15 to 20 international students participated in this literacy program. Their biggest challenge is adjusting to American life at school as they navigate through reading and language barriers.
There's a lot more confidence in reading, and the students are moving faster in their reading levels because they're being exposed to someone modeling good reading skills and using reading strategies with them.
The Buffalo School students enjoy seeing these college students inside their classrooms. Natalie arrived from Syria with her family almost 2 years ago.
It's really fun. I learned a lot of stuff.
I am very fortunate to have this partnership land at School 6.
School 6 principal Karen Piotrowski is proud her school was selected for the pilot project and declared it a great success.
Do you see this as something the district would envision to try to get in as many schools as possible over time if they can?
I absolutely do. I think there's plans for some summer programming and through the Jumpstart program, and they probably will be joining in other schools because our ENL population is growing. But we want to definitely keep them housed at School 6.
Check the work.
Say it again. But seriously.
UB is hoping to expand the program with the city school district in the future. Christiana Kafouri is instructor at UB's Department of Learning and Instruction. UB students worked with the newcomers to generate literacy skills.
They're doing great. I think they found a connection right from the beginning that they too have certain limitations, and so they put themselves in their shoes, and they were very good at improvising with the students, trying to work out ways that around building the vocabulary and communicating. Other times we used multiple modes, so they would use picture cues or gestures or facial expressions just to make those communication barriers less limited.
And although there is no undergraduate education program at UB, the student volunteers come from a variety of majors. Amanda Lomber is completing her second year in business administration.
What kind of growth have you witnessed from
so much? Like the first day, like everyone was like so shy and quiet and like didn't really want to read, but now they're all like, oh, like I want to read. So like it became less me reading to them and more them reading like to me, and like I just kind of help them along the way because they all know what they're doing. Like they're all very smart.
Lomber delivered an upbeat personality as she skillfully worked with the sixth graders, guiding them through a reading session.
Negotiations, you got it.
Those we spoke with called the literacy program a win-win. Newcomers developed reading skills, and undergraduate students completed a fulfilling volunteer program.
It sounds like it's been really rewarding for you, too.
It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done. Yeah.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
For the class cry skyscraper.